Chloe Homewood Allen, BA, is an international mindfulness trainer and consultant, and a supervisor, teacher trainer, and a lead tutor for the Mindfulness Association, working in Scotland, throughout the UK, and Brussels. She also runs her own successful business, Mindfulness Glasgow Limited, where the majority of her work is in the workplace, delivering courses and workshops to large corporations throughout Scotland, such as Sky Scanner, RBS Bank, Tesco, and the Scottish Government. Welcome, Chloe.
Pleasure.
I really want to know about mindfulness, and I thought I would start with really a basic question. Is mindfulness originating from, or has originated from, Buddhism?
Yes, so mindfulness originated from Buddhism. But the mindfulness that I'm involved in is what you might call secular mindfulness. And that was kind of, that came about in the 1970s in Massachusetts when a gang of psychologists distilled the gems of wisdom from the Buddhist mindfulness, if you like, and put it in a secular form to help initially patients with chronic pain and then latterly people suffering from depression.
Yes, it's certainly become much more popular and people know about it now, so clearly it's almost sort of mainstream.
It has become mainstream, and when I started teaching mindfulness maybe about 10 years ago, secular mindfulness, most people when I walked into businesses didn't know what it was, and now most of my work is delivering workshops and courses in business because people are starting to just well, I suppose they're realizing that they need some help with stress, anxiety, and there's a lot of sickness in workplaces and things like that. So it's often employers who are now getting me in to help their staff.
So you've started to talk about, you know, how to use mindfulness or what the importance of it in terms of the workplace. So maybe just give us a little bit more about that, because that's what people want to know.
Yeah, so mindfulness is all about learning to be in the present moment, which feels very, sounds like a very simple concept, but it's quite difficult to do in practice. And in the workplace, quite often what causes people suffering and difficulties is that they're fast-forwarding into the future, worrying about what they've got to do, their to-do list, planning, or rewinding back into the past, thinking about difficult conversations or interactions they've had with people. Whereas generally the present moment's okay. So it's the stories in the mind that can cause a lot of our stress and our anxiety. So we train the mind, it's training of attention really, to come back more and more into the present moment and become aware when we're getting carried away with all these thoughts.
And really that can de-stress people, would you say?
Yeah, because stress, if you think about it, doesn't exist in the present moment. It always exists when you're anticipating something that might be about to happen or something that has happened. So if people can learn to observe what's passing through their mind rather than getting caught up in it or necessarily believing it, then that's where their power, if you like, lies.
And you have to really go through, I suppose, a course, like a training course. Is that something you can't really learn it on your own, or what do you think about that?
I think you can learn it on your own, but okay. I think it's easier to do it with, you know, to travel with company always. Mm-hmm. There are lots of apps, so we're very lucky now because it is so popular and there's a huge science base behind mindfulness now. So there's a lot of interest. So you can find apps and hundreds of very good books on the bookshelves to learn. But often people feel a bit of an island and they can get stuck in a bit of a rut and perhaps they're trying to learn to do the wrong thing. So I would always advise, if you can, finding a group and doing an 8-week mindfulness course with a trained facilitator who has been up the mountain themselves that can kind of walk alongside you and help you in the process.
And obviously you do this 8-week course, is that correct? Mm-hmm. And is it a type of mindfulness? Because there seem to be different types.
Yeah, there's not different types of mindfulness, but there are different organisations that have different curriculums to teach them. So the two sort of recognised 8-week courses are the mindfulness-based living course, which the Mindfulness Association conceived about 10 years ago, and then the mindfulness-based stress reduction course, which was the original course that Jon Kabat-Zinn and his colleagues conceived in the 1970s. But there are also lots of other 8-week curriculums that are really good. It's just that they're not researched or known about.
And if you're on one of these courses, is the key really to practice what you're being taught?
Yes. Unfortunately, mindfulness is not a theoretical thing. So you can read all the books about mindfulness in the world, but unless you actually put your bum on the chair and start to meditate, you're not going to actually receive, if you like, any of the benefits, and your outlook will remain the same. So you have to practice it, and you have to practice bringing your mind back over and over again, and practice through feeling distracted, bored, happy, sad, settled, busy, because that's how the mind is. This monkey mind of ours is always reacting and responding to what's going on. So you learn to settle your mind down amidst all of that rather than creating a particular mind state.
And if anyone wants to maybe go on your course, do you have a website? Or
I do, Mindfulness Glasgow. So www.mindfulnessglasgow.com. And I run 8-week courses generally in the south side of Glasgow, and also deliver courses and workshops in workplaces all around Scotland and the UK.
So it sounds as if we all need this.
I really do think, and I suppose I would say that, that we do. I mean, I certainly came to it myself because I needed it, and I worked in the media for 20 years and used to get very stressed and anxious, and had difficulty really enjoying what was happening while it was happening because I was always distracted by worries. So it's something that has been transformative for me, and I think that even if people don't feel stressed, without a doubt, if they can learn to really show up for all the moments that make up their lives, they are going to have a richer, more fulfilling and happier life. And if they are unlucky like me, perhaps, and have a tendency or predisposition to being stressed or anxious, then absolutely mindfulness can make a huge difference. And I see that every day with the people I work with.
I mean, that's really interesting. And I think we need to perhaps be making sure that people know about this. I mean, obviously, I'm in my pharmacy, I see people very stressed, and perhaps we need to think about not just, in my case, the medicines, but we need to think about what's happening in their lives, and perhaps something like a course on mindfulness might be very, very useful.
Yeah, I mean, often people come to mindfulness because they've had the big illness and they want to make a change, but I always think how wonderful if people can actually have do the course and not get the big illness, because often what happens is the body stores all the things that are happening to us that we're not attending to, and often it's not till our body's screaming at us, i.e. we've become really ill or we've broken down in our mind perhaps, that we sit up and listen. So I think that mindfulness is a wonderful prevention, if you like, or a help in us taking care of ourselves, which can only benefit our health in all areas.
That's really been fascinating, Chloe. Thank you very much for taking the time to give us really a very good insight into mindfulness. And it's something I'd definitely be looking at myself. Thank you.
Thank you.